Welcome to another episode of the Thrive Kombucha Podcast. I'm Elijah, the founder of Thrive Brew Kombucha Co., an up-and-coming kombucha brewery in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. At Thrive Brew, our mission is to brew clean, crushable kombucha to nourish you to thrive. This podcast is simply an extension of that mission where we reflect and share the ins and outs of the journey it's been building out a nourished kombucha community. If you find any value or enjoyment from this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it if you would leave a rating and a review on the platform you are listening to. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes that promote our favorite fermented beverage. Cheers. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. Today, we're going to be talking all about our brand new release, The Holiday. What's going on, you guys? And as a welcome back to the show, we got the brewmaster, the kombucha, the real kombucha cowboy himself, Mr. Trey Calvin.
What up, suckers?
Welcome back to the podcast, brother.
What's up?
Troy, would you agree with that? Would you say you are the real kombucha cowboy?
Sure.
Yep. You haven't made it.
I don't have the IG handle, so I don't think I am. Oh. Just kidding.
You don't have the ink either.
I know.
You got outdone.
You could have always done...
Pretty cool.
You could have always done a handle that says, The Real Kombucha Cowboy.
Yeah, but...
That's pretty long.
It's fighting words, too.
It is. It's making a stance. Yeah. I like it.
Kombucha Cowboy, that's a lifestyle. It's not a title, you know?
Oh, nice.
So...
It's a lifestyle.
I don't mind sharing the title with others because it's a lifestyle. And they're living the
if
lifestyle.
They're living the lifestyle.
If you're wrangling that kombucha, you can be a kombucha cowboy too. But
are you from Texas?
I'm the real one here though.
Yeah. Can you get certified?
I'm the real wrangler around here.
How do you know you're a kombucha cowboy?
What's the criteria?
Well, I want you to look at the music you've been listening to on Spotify. It's gotta be a lot of country. And you gotta be real with the steel, if you know what I mean. And by steel, I mean the stainless steel. You gotta be real with the stainless steel around here.
Gotta be real with it. You gotta lasso stuff.
All that good stuff, you know. Brewing kombucha every day.
You gotta wrangle the booch.
Acid and everything.
Have a tumbleweed going through the shop every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Hear the boots clicking.
The spurs are jingling.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. Every time you walk.
The scobies are flying.
Yep.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
That's the kombucha cowboy life.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. All right. So we're talking about our new release.
Absolutely.
The Holiday. And we're having Trey on.
You're welcome. For the holiday.
For the holiday.
You're the one that brought us the holidays? Just in general?
The kombuchas.
Oh.
I made them. You helped.
Oh, man.
You drank it, Elijah.
I did. I drank a lot of it.
I guess it's helping.
It is.
He's getting them sales out.
Getting them out there, baby.
He's promoting it. So that's good.
Yep.
You better believe
once
it.
Once the kombucha gets into the can, my hands are off of it.
It's true.
Unless you want to drink it.
That's my favorite excuse. People are like, ask me a question. I'm like, I don't know. I just make it.
That's great because your other go-to, as long as I've known you, is, I don't know, I just work here. It's like you just adapted that to I just make it.
Yeah, basically.
That's great. Ooh.
A little dramatic.
There's nothing like that sound.
It's a good way to, good use of the mic.
It really is. It's a nice sound.
That is a nice sound. Carbonation.
It's true. So our brand new holiday release, we've made it last 3 years, been open for second year we made it.
This is the best one.
This has been an incredibly good batch. We should probably start by talking about the genesis.
Let's talk inspiration, where it got its origin story.
Well, the first bit is that when I was trying to dream up, okay, Christmas flavors, holiday flavors, you know, it's like there's a lot of things, iconic things that come to mind, and we've made lots of those flavors, and we're still making some of those flavors to this day. We make the Christmas Spirit, which coming out soon, which is a...
anything else you want to say about the Christmas Spirit?
We got two different offerings of the Christmas Spirit for those that are local or can make it local. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, we got some cool stuff working. We make our gingerbread man, which is inspired off the most famous Christmas cookie, Gingerbread Man. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Employed some, last year was super special batch. We had that bourbon barrel aged maple syrup. Woo! It was good with like all the spices
except
and everything.
It was hard.
Yeah, it was a hard one.
I don't know. Is a Gingerbread Man a famous Christmas cookie? Because I've never had a gingerbread man.
You are the only
person.
Never
been somewhere it was offered.
They're everywhere. It is the Christmas cookie.
I had the Hostess one or
Hostess?
The Little Debbie one.
That's where you went wrong.
No, those were good. I loved those as a kid.
That was not a gingerbread man.
Okay, regardless.
That was like a chocolate.
You brought
fudge.
A gingerbread man here once, actually.
Yeah, I don't.
But obviously, the few times
Annie's,
I've seen it,
Annie's
I don't
gingerbread
know if I'd
man.
Say it's the top. I don't say. I don't know if I'd say it's a Christmas classic.
It's the most famous Christmas classic.
It's famous, but when's the last time you ate one? If you're listening, be real.
Let
just
us know.
Just saying.
Let us know.
I've already
let
had
know.
My Christmas cookies.
What about gingerbread houses?
Right. Oh, fair point.
Gingerbread men are involved
but
in every Christmas movie.
They just make them and sit there.
Like every Christmas
Whatever.
Movie. Has gingerbread.
I'm not trying to get too political. I'm just gonna
controversial.
Anyhow,
meet us on the back end.
We've made many a Christmassy holiday flavor, but we were looking. I was looking for a special release that could span the full breadth of the holiday season, especially now that we've kind of moved more into distribution and not selling everything just here. It becomes a bigger ordeal to be able to. Get packaging created, UPCs, distribution channels, all that stuff. So we were looking for something that could span the distance. And so one of the holidays the inspiration came from something that I usually partake of every year. And come to find out, Trev and your wife's family.
Yeah, well, he knows about it too.
Yeah, yours as well. The famous mulled wine. Very holiday-oriented, you know, beverage that many people partake in this time of year. And so this one is kind of born out of the inspiration of mulled wine and the different things that go into that with a little bit of a kombucha fresh twist to it.
Do you want to read the description?
Yeah.
You have on the cans?
Go for it, Trey.
The description?
Yeah, read it out, baby.
Nourish your holiday season with a living beverage of holiday cheer. It's our take on festive mulled wine with a kombucha twist, of course. This specialty release is sure to enhance any holiday occasion. Being your most specialty brew of the year, we hope it only greatly enhances happy holidays for you and yours, heart.
I'm glad that you read the heart.
Or less than three.
All of that is less than three.
Yeah. So this is kind of just a homage to the holiday season with one of the most festive drinks that is goes across cultures. And yeah, it's a really specialty brew. A lot of heart and intention goes into this flavor, which we're going to get into. And as we said in that description, it is definitely our most specialty brew of the year. And it's really cool that it is it comes out in kind of one of the most special times of the year.
Yep.
Where people are gathering and cheersing and having good and happy times together, hopefully, as family and close friends. And yeah, so excited to bring this one out to be a part of those gatherings.
It's awesome. All right, do we want to do a breakdown of the ingredients?
What's the breakdown?
Process?
Let's go down, babe.
All right, so the first thing is you'll find that it has raw kombucha.
Let's just say the flavors that are in
green tea, black tea, kombucha cultures, cane sugar. It is not fake acid. It is raw, real kombucha made here in-house.
You better believe it.
Not ordered from anyone else.
Why does that matter?
Because it does not come from Cincinnati, Ohio. It comes from Lexington. It is made here in Lexington, Kentucky.
Cincinnati, Kentucky.
Yeah, Cincinnati, Kentucky. It is made here at 810 North Limestone, Lexington, Kentucky, zip code 40507. I don't know. Anyways.
No.
Sounded good.
It's not.
I don't. My house is 508. I just guess it's a 7. Anyways.
Let's just read off what the flavoring ingredients are. So the flavors of this kombucha are pomegranate, red grape, cinnamon, orange rind, clove, and a touch of star anise. You don't want to overboard on that. So yeah. It's got the pomegranate and the grape kind of bring in that wine-ish vibe to it. If you've ever drank pomegranate juice, which, you know, after you press some and we've drank some, it's pretty fascinating how much tannin quality comes with it. It has like that tongue gripping effect, but kind of really nicely balanced with like the red grape, just kind of balances it out really nice.
Yeah.
And then we get into the mulling spices. You want to talk about some of the processing and stuff of some of those ingredients?
Pomegranates will stain your clothes. So if you're going to make pomegranate kombucha, you got to be careful.
I can't tell you how many times I got a text from Trey reminding me, don't wear clothes. You don't want to get stained. I got several of them.
Yeah.
And it was just like...
I sent you one.
No. No, you kept telling me. Every time we talked about, we're processing pomegranates. So remember.
It'll get you.
Listen, nothing's worse.
But that comes from someone who's had an unfortunate experience. That's the only reason why somebody...
Deep-seated pain.
That's the only reason someone to emphasize that as much as he did.
I don't like something happen to somebody at work and I get blamed for it.
which is every time you're not around.
It ain't my fault.
Yeah, literally.
It's part of the job. You don't like it? Go do something else. Go make coffee again. Just kidding.
Or start a podcast about it.
Yeah. So, well, pomegranates, we scraped out the seeds.
We processed them a little differently this year.
We made
a pretty good impact.
Made
it
a big difference. Processed it by, you know, you scrape out the little pomegranate seeds or whatever, and then, blending those, and then you get a lot of juice out of it. Like, you could actually just sift through that, like, what you blended, and it'll give you a lot of juice, but then you get a lot more if you take that. This is kind of similar to what we do with ginger. You take that blend and you cold press it. So we actually pressed it in our juicer, and it gave us so much juice. It was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot more juice. And the last two times we didn't do it like that, this was way better. Hands down.
Yeah.
And yeah. Way quicker.
Quicker and
less of a mess.
We got a really good. Got a really good yield out of it, which always makes me happy.
Yep.
You hate to waste anything, especially something as special as the pomegranate. So yeah, this year's processing method of that went really well. We were able to extract a lot of that that pomegranate juice out of there.
Trey, were you saying this is our most expensive one to produce? Is that what you were saying earlier?
Yeah, just think about those ingredients, baby.
Mostly because of the pomegranates.
Oh, there's a lot. This one has the most ingredients. Normally, our brews are like usually about three ingredients, which is still a lot.
It's just based on the volume of ingredients going into it.
The volume and the high quality nature of
there's
the ingredients.
There's a lot of added steps to processing. Like some things you brew them hot, and then you put that in, like the cinnamon and the cloves. That we do that with heat first to get a lot out of it, and then we put that into the brew for a long time. And then, but for like the star anise, you don't. And then like the orange peels, like think about like we're talking about like 50 oranges.
That's
so
right.
It's like peeling all those oranges if you're gonna do it that way. This is what we did instead was we half juiced them, so it had a ton of orange pulp in it still, and like still had the peel as well. And not a lot of pith exposure. So, like, we didn't get a lot of, like, the bitters from the orange peel's pith. So,
yeah.
Got a lot of good flavor out of the orange doing it that way It was very like, the orange is very good this year. Because usually, in my opinion, it's not enough. Yeah. And this year, it's very good.
Yeah, you're right.
And the grapes are another whole process. Like, every ingredient this year for this takes a lot of, like, steps. Like, there's not really any, besides, like, the star anise, that's, like everything else has a step to it before it goes into the brew. And so, like, it takes a lot more time, and there's a lot more ingredients, and it takes a lot of bags of different things. Like, it's just, like, a lot.
Did we always put grapes in with this batch?
Yeah.
Okay, I just didn't remember that being an addition to it.
Yeah, just to kind of, the 3 years we've done it, it's been the same. The amounts of the different ingredients and some of the processing techniques have changed, but the same ingredients have lived on through the course of it. The red grapes, you know, being the foundation of that kind of that wine vibe. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. But that's also when you were mentioning, like, that's a good tip for like home brewers is. For some of their spices, like activate them with heat first and then incorporate them.
Yeah, you get a lot of, you get the best extraction
yep.
out of it that way. But it is interesting because you do get different flavors depending on what form of extraction you use. So if you're just going to room temp ferment it into it, it's going to be a different vibe than heat extraction and then into the ferment.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's always, that's the beauty and that's part of the art of the experience. But this year's turned out really good. I liked what you said. One of my favorite things about when we, what you said about processing those oranges the way that we did this year is it was kind of cool to have the pith not exposed by leaving them like 3/4 of the way juiced and just having a little bit of that juice on the front, protecting the pith. And on the back end, you get all the, you know, you get all the,
yeah,
the rind.
You already have so many things, a lot of tannin and like a lot of like, quote unquote bitters, not necessarily that they're bitter, but like you've already got enough flavors going in that direction. So like I was like, yeah, if you want the orange in there, the orange peel gives it a really nice aroma of orange. But then like a little bit of that orange itself, like, you know, the pulp and everything, like still in there, only half juiced, you get a lot of orange flavor in the drinking too. So you're drinking a good taste of orange and you're smelling a good aroma of orange.
Yeah. Turned out really good this year. The star anise, some of our previous batches, that's an ingredient that can get away from you in a hurry.
Yeah.
Star anise and cloves.
Yeah, they can sprint to the front pretty quick.
Oh yeah.
And we've learned throughout the years of how to try to balance those in the process.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like star anise, if you know what it looks like or if you don't, Google it. But, like, it looks like a star. It's this little thing. It's, like, smaller than a quarter. And I'm telling you, for, like, a 200-gallon batch, we only put, like, 20 of those little things in there. And that flavor gets in the whole brew. Like, it's such a powerful... Like, I wouldn't put a whole star anise in a 5-gallon batch of a kombucha. Like, that'd be, like... That's, like, you're going to really taste that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how certain ingredients are just so packed with flavor. Yeah. And that's one of them for sure.
And it's quite an accomplishment about this one. You know, you have all these really strong flavors and how well balanced this turns out.
Yeah.
With all of that going on in there.
What I really like about the pomegranate in this is like, I don't really care for pomegranate. Like I've had a few pomegranate kombuchas. It's just not my favorite. Like pomegranates are good, but I just generally like, they're just not like my vibe of like flavors, but the grapes make the pomegranates like balance out the things I don't like in pomegranate. And it's just so good. And like, yeah, like the grapes are what really makes it. Cause we use like those special like holiday grapes and they're just like perfect. They are so tasty and sweet. And that's the only other thing that was hard. Like that was hard about this flavor is like the getting the sugar content right, because like we make all of our kombuchas the same sugar content, So, like, you really have to take into account, like, pomegranate has a really high sugar content. Grapes has a decent little bit of a sugar content. It won't, like, make a crazy difference in a big, big, huge brew of kombucha, but, like, enough that you have to pay attention. But especially pomegranate juice. But pomegranates, the pomegranates and the grape and the orange together just make it, like, such a nice, unique flavor that, like, you don't have to love pomegranates to, like this kombucha.
Yeah, the layering effect on this one's nice. It's like, as you consume it, it's like all the flavors hit you in different times. It's quite the holiday experience.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I do want to give some shouts to, like, so the one other interesting part is in the previous years, we've released this in large kind of champagne-esque bottles. And this year we made the decision to release them in our 12-ounce cans. Has we've moved all of our other products to that packaging format, which the main reason was so that we could actually spread it out to other locations. So we're able to ship it, we're able to distribute it to different places, and so we kind of did make that big switch, which was kind of a hard one to make because this is such a special brew. It was always nice to differentiate it with the packaging because of how much actually goes into it. But for lots of the few of the factors that I mentioned, as well as others, we decided to take it this route. But I do want to give one shout out is we've had the same guy that's done all of our branding since the beginning. He goes by on Instagram, Crafted by Joshua James. And he just freaking knocked it out of the park once again. I mean, the design on this can is just pretty phenomenal. It's one of those ones that you just would pick up and actually turn it all the way around to look at it because it's so beautifully designed. It just has the perfect holiday, but honoring the ingredients themselves to it. So, yeah.
One of the things I think is so neat and really quite cool about it is, so the can, it has that cream color and that evergreen tone as well. But when you pour it, you have this like vibrant red. So, so you get, but there's zero red on the can. So you get this like really, really cool, just everything about the holidays comes through in it.
It's all the holiday colors, babe.
It's so neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you look at the can and, you know, you see the ingredients, but I don't know that that necessarily translates into the mind of, like, what the colors are. It's probably not the first thing you're thinking of. But then when you actually pour it out, it's completely different from the can. I think that's super cool. I think it's really neat.
Absolutely.
And it just adds to the experience.
I do, too. Yeah, you're right. The pouring experience is kind of like almost a little surprise with the color tone.
Yeah.
So compared to most of ours, because most of our packaging kind of, most of them lean towards the color of the product.
Yeah, we keep them pretty cohesive, but and we got great color for this one as well.
Yeah. Well, as we were talking about with the holiday experience, we should talk about that for a minute.
Let's do it.
So this year, we have kind of been playing with this. We did it with our last release, the Evan Cider, kind of built an experience, and we've learned off that and kind of revamped to where all of our online orders of this flavor come with an experience attached to it, where we have basically built out a holiday-oriented experience that cohesively goes along and accentuates the process of consuming the holiday, to where it's kind of the idea of this could be a, you could order this, send it to your house. We've pre-designed a holiday evening gathering for friends or whatever.
A dinner party.
Yeah, a dinner party. We've pre-packaged a dinner party for you in every aspect of the evening right into this experience.
Absolutely. That's super cool.
Yeah, this year, this one turned out really good. I'm really happy with the progress we've made and how it came together. And I mean, there's some recipes, there's some, there's a music choice of the crew that coincide with the beverage.
Yeah.
What?
I always think that's cool. Yeah. Even though we had some debates.
Probably still ongoing.
Missing a little bit, but whatever. We had the essentials at least.
Yeah. And
you're more than welcome to add more onto it.
Oh, I can.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I got at least one.
We'll put it through the filter.
Okay. Absolutely.
We'll talk about it.
I won't tell Elijah. Don't worry. I'll just do it.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like an entire amazing evening that's pre-planned out for you. All you have to do is just basically put it together. And all the legwork of designing it and coming up with the experiences there and ways to kind of accentuate the holiday itself with some different maybe mocktail.
Not maybe.
Option. Maybe. You just have to buy it to find out. But anyways.
I do love that that with the holiday experience we get to bring like Annie back into it to play like a massive part into
it. Oh yeah.
It was just really fun.
Yeah.
The matriarch.
We've said it before on the podcast, but so Annie is my wife and we had started, you know, Thrive back 4 years ago, and she was actually a culinary grad, personal chef for a really long time. So we pulled some of that skill set into the experience.
And she does some cool stuff.
And you will be blessed.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's some good stuff.
I think that covers it, gentlemen.
Yeah. It was a really good batch. You guys put it together well. Ratios were on point this year. And it's a really special experience. We hope that you'll order some and create an amazing experience for you and yours.
If you want to get this, you got to get this. If you never had a kombucha, if you just heard us talk about ordering it all these years now and you haven't ordered yet, this is a great one to get. Limited amount. Limited release. Just at least try it one time. I guarantee you'll love it.
Yeah, this is our most proud brew of the year. So
it takes a lot of work. And if you buy this, you're honestly getting it at a discount, like at a steal for how much work and like ingredients and everything go into this. Like the fact that it's priced like our other kombuchas, I mean, it's like, it's killer.
Yeah, it's I'd put it up against them all out there. It's the most proud brew of the shop. So if you're, like Trey said, if you've been sitting back and wanting to try some of our stuff, I mean, this holiday brew would be the definite one to try. Well, that's about all on that. We're going to head over to the Patreon. We got some hot take action. You got anything?
I got nothing.
All right, cool. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. Free way to help the podcast. Leave a 5-star review. It really helps spread the kombucha love and information out there. We're trying to grow the category of and passion for fermented food and beverage, specifically kombucha. If you want to get some more additional content, deals, sales, other behind-the-scenes stuff that we put on there, also being entered to win a free 8-pack a month.
Absolutely.
Join our Patreon. You can find that down in the description. For the price of a kombucha a month, you can be involved and get all this other free content. And we continue hot take conversations on that back end.
Yeah,
so.
And we'll answer your deepest, most complicated questions on how to make kombucha once in a while.
Nationwide shipping available, like we said, anywhere in the U.S. of A. We can ship product right to your door. We do distribute regionally. Check the map feature, link down in the description. If you have any further questions, email them to info@thrivebrewco.com. Trevor will get right back with you. We appreciate each and every one of you. Hope you guys are enjoying some amazing holiday brews. Cheers. See you on the flippity flip.